On campus, there's an encampment set up. It's been going for over a week now. There's a lot of chants, a lot of anti-Semitic rhetoric, such as "From the River to the Sea," "Palestine Free," "Antifada, Antifada," "Goyblas, Antifada." And my least favorite, "There's only one solution: Antifada revolution."
Wow.
A lot of hate right now.
Has it impacted you or your friends at all?
As a student leader on campus, I have a different outlook on it, given that a lot of students look up to me for support and, guidance and hope within the Jewish community. So for me, I'm very present and supportive of the students that need the support, and I don't really have the luxury of like being upset by it, but it's definitely uncomfortable and at times can be very intimidating and hostile.
Well, what happens when someone like you stands up for Jews or for Israel?
Yeah, so like we've held our flags up in front of these. There's a huge banner that says "Long live the Antifada," and we've held our flag up there before. We've been cursed at, and people make faces at us, but they really don't engage with us because I'm a Zionist, and they have huge policies on do not engage with Zionists.
Well, let me ask you, so who is participating? Who's carrying out this sort of thing? Is it
So
students or is
there's
it people from outside the campus?
Yeah, so it's primarily students. The chapter that runs this for Students Justified for Freedom of Palestine is called SAFE. And they also have support from Jewish Voices for Peace. And they formed a coalition called the Tahrir Coalition. But essentially, they run all this. And on the weekends, there are a lot more people from out of the school that come into the school for these protests.
Is
However, it is
it
different
faculty
ends.
as well?
There can be faculty, yes. We've had a big issue where faculty and staff are like allowing students to miss class and go to protests for either extra credit or
Ugh.
not getting docked any points.
Wow, so there doesn't seem to be a price to pay for being anti-Israel, anti-Jewish.
Exactly, no price to pay.
Are there many Muslim students involved in this?
It's that's hard for me to tell. I mean, there's some, it's but not. I mean, there's a lot of white students involved as well in it. It's a mixed bag. It's really hard for me to say like how many of everybody's involved.
Well, from here in Israel, it looks like these protests are just sweeping all the college campuses in America. Is that what's really happening, or is it just a few isolated cases?
It's on a lot is a strong word because I think there's just so many campuses in America and. You really only hear about the bad ones, and at University of Michigan is among the worst in the
Wow.
country. I think it would be extreme to say it's sweeping across all of the United States. I mean, it's probably on like 100 campuses, which in the grand scheme of things isn't that many. However, it's definitely very bad here at the University of Michigan, and it doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon.
Have they taken any buildings like they did in Columbia?
They have not taken any buildings yet, but I don't want to, I don't know what's in store for the next few days. Graduation, the big graduation on Saturday, but there'll be a lot to watch for there.
Initially we're kind of incredulous about this. Do they not know? Are they like so ignorant of the facts that they're being swept along like this to be anti-Israel, anti-Jewish?
So some people are fully aware they're anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic, anti-Israel. Some people fully get it, but there is a chunk of the crowd that really doesn't know what they're saying, and it's just going along with it because they feel that they're making history, or they associate themselves with similar ideas that are all connected. So I would say not everybody is anti-Semitic, but when you are chanting, "There's only one solution: Antifada revolution," that's going to be anti-Semitic, whether you're trying to be or not.
Well, is this sort of like you think it's a spring break fad thing, or is it something that's going to die away as soon as they get back to classes, or will be with us for a long time?
My hope is that it's going to die away for the summer, and then hopefully the university will act on some of their policies and prevent this from coming back in the fall. However, anti-Semitism is not new on campus here at the University of Michigan. When I got here as a freshman, it was the first time I was exposed to anti-Semitism in like a large scale in my life. This group called SAFE, the SJP chapter, they put up an apartheid wall every year in the middle of campus. And that was really something you had to get used to walking by, because it is extremely anti-Semitic. And this has just been a complete escalation since October 7th.
Do you feel like the university is not helping to solve this issue?
I wish we have met with university leadership, and I wish they would do more. I will say we are grateful that it has not escalated in a way like Columbia, because what's happening at Columbia is just awful and would be more dangerous for the Jewish students. However, that's not to say that anti-Semitism on campus is not bad.